after the flooding occurred, which was a good few weeks ago, there has been complete chaos left in its path throughout the Glenelly Valley, Plum Bridge, Newton Stewart, Burn Dennett, the entire northwest, and there has been little to no action in a meaningful way to address the carnage that's been left behind, particularly for homeowners, for communities in terms of the various pitches and recreational sporting facilities have been destroyed, and also for farmers. In fact, farmers have been left entirely isolated from all the processes that have been there, and that there's been little to no support with the exception of advice and guidance provided by the localised clinics provided by the Department of Agriculture. But beyond that, there has been no action in a meaningful way that can help these farmers get through what has been a very difficult few weeks.
And what did you get out of this meeting?
It was after a few letters that I had sent to the Permanent Secretary of the Department expressing real concern about the sheer neglect of the North West. And I've sent that letter to all the Permanent Secretaries because I do think that this is going to take a multi-layered approach from those people in authority to deal with this issue in the absence of an executive. Thankfully, Noel Lavery of DERA came back. He organised a meeting, a very senior level meeting with Deirdre Macko, who's the Chief Executive of Rivers Agency, senior officials from Road Service, senior officials from NIEA, and indeed from his own department of DERA. We also were joined with my colleague Mark H. Durkin from Derry, because Drumahoe and parts of Eglinton and Derry were very badly affected, and also a group of farmers that are representative of the areas in my constituency that were badly affected as well. What worries me is that whilst the Permanent Secretary appreciates the sheer damage that's been caused, as does the other officials, their hands are very badly tied, and that the absence of an executive is preventing senior officials such as Noel Lavery and others from actually allocating emergency flood relief funding for these farmers. If there was an executive tomorrow, if there was a minister to sign off on this, the money could be found. And the Permanent Secretary made that very clear, that the money could be found to help these farmers, almost in a similar way to those who are in Donegal that will receive up to €15,000 from the Southern Government. That's not the case here. These farmers have been entirely left, neglected, and treated somewhat differently from the rest of the farmers in the agriculture sector across this island. And that can't be accepted. And there needs to be a strong message put forward to the two parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, that they need to get over this cultural war now, because it really is having a really devastating impact on the real issues on the ground, particularly when it comes to these floods that haven't received the necessary attention or support that they should have. And as a result of that, we have an entire sector now, particularly in the northwest, that have been completely abandoned by government.
Mm-hmm. And the farmers who were there, what did they have to say about this?
I felt it was vital that these farmers did attend. It's easy for me as a public representative to articulate what I've seen, but it's much more effective and important, in fact, that the Permanent Secretary and these senior officials heard exactly the suffering of these farmers in the last number of weeks. Lands have been completely destroyed. Livelihoods have been wiped away by these rivers and storms that have went through their land. And it's an extremely difficult situation for them because the resources aren't there to deal with it. Fencing has been destroyed and it is quite expensive to replace. And indeed livestock as well has been killed. So it's a difficult situation for the farmers. There can be no expectation that a farmer should be expected to put this right him or herself. This is a situation that needs the immediate attention of the government. And I don't blame the senior officials within the departments. They are not at fault. This is down to a complete political failure to address these real issues on the ground and to get their acts together back into government. People are really suffering now, and these farmers are just no example of exactly that crisis.